Couple of things before we begin. Happy Lag BaOmer to everybody. We want to wish Mazel Tov to our good friend Max Kirschblum upon his engagement yesterday. Amen. Mazel Tov. Okay, we are in packet packet three here. Okay, so we mentioned, yesterday the Daraisa din of Misha, of Onein, of Karbanos, but that was just an overview because, that's not the part that's Zman Hazeh, is the, when we don't unfortunately have Karbanos, so that's not the part that is focused on Zman Hazeh in Tzavelos. However, the part that is focused on is the din of Misha Meso Mutulafanov, which is called in Aninos in terms of the Din Derabanan, which applies from the Misa to the Kvura. From the Misa and the Kvura, and that's the Mishnah here in the J3, Misha Meso Mutulafanov, Potom Mikrishma, Menatfilin, Kol Mitzvah, Samuris, Batorah. So you don't do any mitzvahs. So what is this? And if you look in Tosfos, or say look at Rashi, Ein Mevarach Ein Tzarich Levarach. So Rashi sheet is that you're not mechuyev to make brachas, the bench, to do mitzvahs, but as Tosfos writes in the bottom, the implication is that if you would want to, in Ratzel Levarach Rashi. But Yerushalmi, and that's how we normally assume la halacha, as we'll see, Yerushalmi kamar im ratzo lahachmir ain't shalmin lo. That no, it's not proper even to be machmir to do. No, it's a reisa. But to do a mitzvah is a negative. It's not a proper thing. We'll see why. So that's why it says, ein varach means ain't a rasha levarach. So let's see, where's this Yerushalmi? So let's take a look right here on page 3. State in Yerushalmi. On the page 3 and the fourth line, Tani, Rotzel Hachmer Latzmo ain't Shalmin Lo. So if a person wants to be Machmer, we don't listen. Why? So the Yerushalmi gives two reasons. One is mibnei kvodo shel meis. In other words, it's not kavod shel meis that the relative should be involved in something else. In other words, his full focus should be on being available to be metapel with the meis. So even if he's doing something that you would say is very, not such a time-consuming thing or something like that, but you have a chair? We'll get a chair. You have a chair? Is there a chair for you? Okay. Even though it's not such a time-consuming thing, making a bracha, shach only a bedvaro, not such a big thing, but yet that's not considered kvodo shel meis. That doing anything besides having full concentration, full availability to be osig b'meis. That's the first reason. The second possible reason is o mishum ein lo mi sheyisa maso. That we don't have somebody to carry the load, to physically bury him. So therefore you have to be available. So how is that different than kvodo shel meis? So the Gemara says, ma nafik mi beinayim, what's the nafkemina? Hayel lo mishu yisa maso. Whereas what if a person has someone who could bury the meis? So if you hold the reason is ein lo mishu yisa maso, so now we have someone shi yisa maso. So then he would be allowed to do mitzvahs, or maybe even mechuyev to do mitzvahs. But kvodo shel meis means that even though there is an other person available, afal pikein, it's still not right to be involved in something else. In other words, he always should be, on call. Even if there's someone else who will do it, him getting involved in some other activity would be improper. So that's what and we have to see. So how do we paskin? We'll see. But that's the 2 days in the Yerushalmi, and the nafkamina between them. Now that's one Yerushalmi. There's another Yerushalmi on page 5. The Yerushalmi says, "Nimsar l'rabim, ochel basar v'shosayayim." That once the mace is given over to the rabim, to the community, then they're going to take care of it. They're going to take care of it, and therefore the aninus, what we call in colloquial lashon aninus, won't apply. And then the Yerushalmi says, "Nimsa v'katafim, kimisha nimsa l'rabim." That if somebody is, if the mace is given over to the katafim, of the people who carry the mace on their shoulders, the pall bearers, so that's kimisha nimsa l'rabim. So what does this mean? How does these two Yerushalmis stem together? Is this Yerushalmi saying that taking a stand that we hold, Misha Yisa Maso, and therefore here is Yeshlo Misha Yisa Maso, so then Yechayev? The simple pshat is no, because the Yerushalmi is not saying it only according to that mandoma. Avada, if Yesh Misha Yisa Maso, then Nimtzar L'Rabim, Nimtzar L'Katofim, is Yeshlo Misha Yisa Maso. But the pasha says, even according to the opinion of Fi Kvodo Shel Meis. In other words, Fi Kvodo Shel Meis means that basically this person, this relative, is responsible to make sure the burial takes place. But And if Yisho Isa must, if it's still Yeshlo Misha Isa Maso, but you still have to make sure that it takes place. In other words, so it's still on your shoulders, and als kvodu shel meis, it wouldn't be proper. But if it's nimsar lechatafim, so those are like professionals. So therefore, once they're hired to take care, so then he's mesulok. So then even according to the shita of mishnei kvodu shel meis, he would still be he would be pater, and he wouldn't be considered an onen, and he would be, and he wouldn't have this patur of mitzvahs, because the Gemara never ties in these two Yerushalmis. In other words, you could have said that nimsar yeshi yisho. In other words, the Gemara clearly is having two different categories: yeshlo misha yisa maso, and the category of nimsar lakatafim. And therefore, the Gemara never put them together. So the Yerushalmi. So therefore, the pashtus is that this heter is extending itself beyond the idea of the Yisamaso. This is more than Yisamaso. Yisamaso, that's totally in that two days. This lechor is lekulei alma. That even if you have professionals, what we call the chevra kadisha, who's going to take care of the gvura, then he's not mechuyav to be. He's not an onen, and therefore the whole concept of that an onen doesn't eat basar and it's potter from mitzvahs, etc., would not apply. And we'll see soon how this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Right, now, right. One could say that this is talking about, the Maisid mentions Ochel Basar V'Shos HaYayin, and so we'll have to see how it's brought down the halacha. Are we saying that it's only, or it's a package deal? So let's wait till we see how the Shulchan Aruch is going to bring it down, and how to paskin on that matter. But the way I presented it now is it's all one and the same. So we'll see.
Momentarily. So there's two ways to go between maybe
the non-professional and professional? Yisumaso means the guy has a friend who could do it. You know what I mean? He's going to be doing it. Nimso the katafim are professionals that you hire. So then that's considered that this person is mesulok from the whole of bearing, and therefore it's not on his shoulders anymore.
What did you mean, package deal?
In other words, package deal meaning that the both aspects of Misha Mesa Muto Lefon of the Ptur for Mitzvahs and the din of Osir Lechol Basar Lishtos Yayin or Hob Hotalia. If you look in the Ramban here on page 6, Ramban, the Sefer Torah Sa'adam, that's Hilchos Avelus basically is two, besides the regular, you know, Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, the three main Rishonim that Hilchos Avelus is based on, besides the regular Rambam, you know, Rambam is in Kula Torah Kula, is the Ramban in the Torah Sodom, is the Rosh, and a lot of the Rosh is based on the Hilchos Smachos of the Marami Rutenberg. So for many years that Sefer was out of print. The Marami Rutenberg and Hilchos Smachos. I was able to get it once. It's a Sefer, Svarm still called Svarm World. In Borough Park, it's on the same block as Begeleisen. So that store is one of the stores available to, if you want to get a safer that no one else, that is out of print and you can't get anywhere else. So a good place to try is that store. That's Then you have also this Mizrahi bookstore, and also that, you know, etc. in Brooklyn as well. To get, or you can just go to the Gottesman Library and get anything. So he says like this. Nimsa the Rabbim, back in the Ramban. Ochel basa v'shosu yayin. Nimsa the katafim k'moshe nimsa the Rabbim. Pesh nimsa the Rabbim v'katafim shayuch aburas b'ir mizumanim ala kfura. There were, you know, chevra kadisha, official piece that were, either they were paid or they were the chevra kadisha of the city. It was an official thing. You know, it wasn't just your friend is doing you a favor. You know, whether technically there was a, even if there was no, he didn't pay, but it was officially part of the city, of the community, of the kehila, to have a chevra kadisha. Whereas once he did his thing, then these were the people who actually took it to the cemetery. In other words, even though the mace is still there, but now it's no longer under his responsibility, so he's ochel basar v'shosa yayin. So the question is, if based on this Yerushalmi, if it's now, let's see, this Yerushalmi. So let's see how this is all presented in Shulchan Aruch, on page 11. Shem Memalas. Misha meis lo meis, sukai v'lesaba l'lov, kodim kfura, ochel v'yis acher, elo v'yis acher, ochel v'yis chaveru, ein v'yis l'chaveru, so lo v'chitza, ochel v'fil m'chitza sh'osodin sagi. So that's an important thing, that even a mechitza that's sudden, that's, and this is part of the sagim, taka shule hasodin binyan she'eno nital beruach. So this is an important halacha. I wrote a whole shtick on this in the Mashbir, that a sheet is considered a mechitza. And we don't say, well, it's inside, so inside there's no ruach. Yet you view a ki'ilu, there would be no mechitzis, right? There would be no mechitzis, so therefore you have to tie down the bottom what? The bottom of the sheet. Even though you could say, oh, I'm indoors, why do I have to tie down the bottom of the sheet? The answer is, for the din of mechitza, it's tolei in ruach mitzuya, and even if you're inside, you want to know what would it be had you been outside, even for when you need a din of mechitza. One second. So I'm talking shulei hamil b'inyan she'enu nital, because you see that the Shulchan Aruch says you require that. You don't say v'imelo da. So therefore, that's and this is very part of the discussion of the canvas sukkah. So I'm bring a ray from this halacha that a canvas sukkah is okay. That, you know, even though it's going to, you know, as long as it's tied on the top, tied on the bottom, so it would be okay. Rabbi Yehuda Herzl Henkin, the grandson, he should be well. His wife is the famous Rabbanit Henkin from Nishmat. Rabbi Tuchman once came here. She lost her whole wallet, all her credit cards and everything, and Rabbi Tuchman found it for her. So that was the Maaseh Shehayah. Right here. So he's Rav Henkin was the Gadol Hador in America before Rav Moshe, the Poisek Hador, and then Rav Moshe came. It was an overlap, but Rav Henkin was the older Poisek in America. So his his children, his son was a very big law professor in Columbia, Louis Henkin. You know, he was a guttle in the field of law, whatever his law in Columbia. They had the Mincha Minyan in his office. Rabbi Henkin has a grandson. He's not well. In Eretz Yisrael, Shilas and Tshuvas B'nei Banim. So he wrote this thing, which is generally not accepted. It's a chumrah. He wants a taina that you have a mechitza and a shul. So sometimes you have a curtain mechitza, like we have here, Kalbachin. So he taina that's not good, because it's not tied down in the bottom. So therefore, it's not a din of a mechitza. The question is whether you really need a din mechitza for that. Maybe just you have a curtain that you can't see, whatever. So maybe you don't need here you need a real din mechitza. So a different reshus. Maybe the din of mechitza in the shul is not a din mechitza per din mechitza. So, but he's machmer. But it's not the generally accepted opinion that here in this place medrash it wouldn't be good. It would be considered that there's no mechitza there, even though you can't see anybody. You can see anybody, but he says you need a mechitza. So it's not a mechitza. It's not tied down in the bottom. But we generally don't assume like that.
That probably be a problem outside. The mechitza's not tied down on the bottom. For outside. Maybe that wouldn't work.
Yeah, but he'd say, no, but we see from this halacha that even inside, you work based on
what works
outside. Right, you see from this halacha.
So he's saying,
who are dinami, it should apply to a base knesses, but minag olam is to be mako. I didn't say that, you said that, I didn't say that. If you wanted to read more, I wrote this up. There's a Torah journal called Hamashbir. They have it in the library in memory of Rav Avadi Yosef. So in last year's Mashbir, one of the recent Mashbirs, I wrote on this idea of canvas sukkahs and the mechitz and the shul, all these halachas. But one of the sources that's quoted, Rav Osnes Talmud has a whole piece on there, Rav Stern, is this discussion. Okay, but let's continue. So then he says, Feel me in Tzorch Lasak B'Tzorchei Hameis, Tzorchei Yeshlo Acherim Sha'oskim B'Shvilo. It's still, so he says, Feel me in Tzorch Lasak B'Tzorchei Hameis. Anyway, so he's quoting the opinion of Kvod Shel Neis. Because even though there are other people who are helping him, his friends, so he doesn't really, they don't really need him, but still, Mishum, that's the, that, in other words, this line in the Shulchan Aruch is a saying not to like the opinion of Yisro Maso, it's saying the opinion of Kvod Shel Neis. Then he says, Yesh Omrim Shafil Yitzel Hachmir L'Atzmo Enu Roshai, right, that's the other thing. Okay, and then, so that's how it's presented over here now. On page 13, the Shulchan Aruch brings the other halachah Yerushalmi. Makom shenogu shekatafim yuchadim lahotzi ameis. Lachas and Sasko Krovim Tzarkai Kvura Yisru Lahem Vahim Yikvru Mishim Yisru Lahem Lutarm HaKrovim Bosav Yayin. So this is talking about Katafim, which we said is a different category. Afil Kodim Shel Tziyum Habay Shesuv Enu Mutol Aleyim. Okay. Now, the Pisei Tshuva quotes a discussion from the Noda B'Yehuda and the Chochmas Adam regarding this discussion. So if you look in the Pisei Tshuva, I mean, we'll look now. Let's look in the Noda B'Yehuda itself. Well, let's first look at the Chochmas Adam on page 7. It's on packet 3, J3, page 7. So he says like this: Mokom shenogim shakatofim yuchadim lahotzi ameis laachashi nisasku hakrovim b'tzorchei kvur yimtzru lahem veimik v'ru k'mo sheish b'kilos chaver kadusha mutarim hakrovim b'bosav yayin. Right. So whenever it's chaver kadusha, then he says v'nirali d'hu adin u'pshita shemutarim l'spal l'var. So that's your point, Mayor. In other words, he's the first one to say that Vosaviyayin is Lavdavka, and then if it's Mutar Vosaviyayin, so who adin Nami or Kalvachomer, that it's Mutarm Lespal Varech Afilu Kodim Shosu Minamai Shoshuvein Mutal Aleim. So he says, Ulfize lo yofe osim haonanim shemamtinin lispal anachar kvura. To take if she is pashu in machever kadisha, but mokum kvura, and not know him, call out souls for tachrichim, chayovim was palo. So he says it's not right. He says that once you settle with the chever kadisha, even though they didn't take the mace out of the house yet, but you paid them, you took care of all the, you hired them, etc., so then you're not anointed anymore. Again, this is for the Din Derabbanan. And you mechuyif to mispalel. But sometimes they're still pilpuling. They don't know, you know, where they're going to bury him. But if it's not, you know, settled yet, then they're not. And then also, umakom shenosim and makes me of the ear, umakom karavu have a kilo muta lefanacha. Umakom racho have bezion muta achevo the ear for us. Okay, we'll talk about that more. But so he says that people are mezalzel in this halacha because they're not doing mitzvahs, even though they already hired a chaver kadisha.
What does that mean? Called machshavas
yidin. Oh.
Nowadays.
Yeah. So the question is, but if he's, they're going to the hespedim.
By the.
Has paid him or later, so that maybe he would agree to that. As he says, "Shadayin einam shavim beiz amokim bikruv kvodu shal beiz okolzman shemaspidim also as I potter." But take a chachar ze mutil lespal b'chayiv kainir when he is daiti. Now, if we'll see here, we have the other piece of the Chochmas Adam, of the Matzevis Should I put this in the... Because this is not the only place that he... there's one other place where he mentions... Chayodim himself. Chachma Sadim himself.
Yeah.
What page? Supplement three, page 6, is the Chachmas Adam in the Matzevus Moshe. So he talks about when his own relative passed away. Supplement 3, page 6. He says, "Lacha shemasarki kol tzorchi kvur lachaver kadisha." He says, "After I gave everything to the chaver kadisha, v'gam b'charti lo mokum kvur, and they picked the place of burial. V'achofru hakaver, also yom osu b'hespeg." So that day there was Hanukkah or Shkodesh. It was a day that was also b'hespeg. V'chein afsha dain lo nikvur kevi shemasarti lachatotim. So he says, well, there was no hesped on that day. It wasn't a day you could... But so once I gave it over to Katofim, he says, and I would make brachas. Actually, Echad Sharei B'fi Atam Mishum Kvodo Hameis. So what about Kvodo Shameis? Should still be Potter. Vishavdil Arei Rosh Batlo brings the din of Nimsala Katofim. So that's what I'll say. Of course, it's Arif Loma, Dachol Zman Shem Muta Lo Avu Kavro. But it was only if it's Muter Lo Avu Kavro. That's what I told you, that... In other words, if you hold kvod l'shalmeis, that's only when you weren't most of the katafim. A friend said he'll do it for you, but it's still your responsibility. But nimsa l'katafim, you hired these official people. Now it's off your shoulders. I feel amazing. In other words, your friend, you know, who said he'll do it, maybe he won't do it, you never know. Okay, so most of the katafim, the vada yasu kol tzarko, veishum chashash esatvus. Fein mutter. In kei maish, shnoi most of the katafim, vu veiso, the mutter, in kei hachanam, me'afshal ovo cholech. So he says that what? Avdi kvar, also kol tzarko, kei mishu l'kavar sham, esatvus v'rosa. Okay, so most of the katafim, Vada Yasu Kol Tzarchim. Katovim are, you know, not just doing you a favor. They're official people. So official people, so now it's not in your domain anymore, and now it's not called the Shomeis either anymore. So in Shem Chashash Yisrasu Lachem Mutar Vim Kein Maish Shno Im Masro L'Katovim Hu Veso, even if it's Veso. So what? But L'Mai says Masro L'Katovim were already engaged to do the thing. Who based the mutter? In case Hachanam after all the holy account came to base a kvaras the mutter. But it's interesting that, and he says even if the ovel is going to go along, it doesn't matter because he wants to go along. Because he wants to go along, but yeah, but it's he's the fifth wheel on the wagon. You know, in other words, they don't need him. So even though he's the relative, but they have the so therefore. Now the only thing is this hesped thing. So what does that mean? Does that mean that if he has to go to say they're going to be hespedim, so therefore that still continues the aninus? Does that mean only if he's giving a hesped, or is it only called during the time of the hesped? How do you understand this? Kol zman shemaspidim oso, azai potter. Does that mean potter from the misa till the hesped? And then once the hesped is over, then according to the Chachmas Adam Shita.
The Chachmas Adam, I don't know if you have the Messias, but like, you give it to them and then rejoin them tomorrow morning. It could be they all did it right then. It's like one moment. And he didn't give it to the Katafim officially until after the Kippur, until after the Hesped. Meaning they came.
They came.
They had the Hesbedim.
Where'd they have the Hesbedim? You mean by the house?
Yeah. I mean, and that's
by the house.
Then he gave it to the.
So what is the significance? Like he was asking, what is the significance of the Haspedim?
Is that he's
still also so even though, right? There was the Katafim or the burial. So those, if there's still Haspedim, so now according to the Chacham HaSadam, let's say today the way things work today, is the Chas V'Shalom, someone dies, they call the Chevra Kadisha takes them out, and then they go to the funeral chapel, you know, usually the next day, because they mal in the mace, Mishum Kvod Mishal mace. So according to the Chacham HaSadam, so the Aninus would be when?
The
family is going to go to the.
Yeah, but during that night, if they're still hosting in arranging the Hespedim or arranging.
Well, say they but they're going to go to the Hespedim. It's going to be. Yeah, well, they're going to go to the Kvur also. But the word is that since there's Katafim, the fact that they're there, that's like. What I'm saying is that up to the time of the Hespedim, that's when the Aninus would continue. Once the Hespedim are over, right? Say the Hespedim are over, now they're traveling to the Beis HaKfaras. And in the car, someone wants to eat something. Would he make a bracha or not make a bracha? According to the Chacham HaSadam.
At
Bechorah,
I'm saying, if they're going to participate in the actual Torah,
the Katafim's responsibility is the Torah. No, even though they're participating, it doesn't matter because there's no achrayus on them. There's no achrayus on the family anymore. The family hired the thing. They could stay home. They happen to choose to go. So it's okay. They want to go. The only thing he's saying, like you pointed out, is the Hespedim thing. Because the Hespedim, you can tell you, is part of the Katofim's responsibility. So if they want Hespedim, so that the Hespedim is part of their. But the Kvura is in the hands of the. Is the Katafim.
You're saying that Mesulak means like on paper Mesulak. If they're going to have a Maisa participate in the Kura.
Doesn't matter. Bavade, you say, that's his Lashon here. Yeah,
that's because back then, when they gave
it
to Katafim, if you went along,
No, but he's saying that this Kevich Lokovro Shem. אבל כמה שמוסלו כתב ועדה יעשו כל ואין שום חשש שסלסו לכם מותר, אם כן מה ישנו אם מוסלו כתב ובייסו זה מותר, כי אנחנו אף שהאובל הולך גם כן לבייס הקברות, זה מותר. Because even though he says he's going also,
they're going.
So in other words, does it make a difference whether, you know, sometimes they sign a thing that, you know, you have to sign to carry the. They want the Jewish people to do the burial. You know, obviously it's only kavod shel meis when the Jewish people could do it right. If there's no kavod, if the Jewish people will go and mess it up and drop the, you know, understand? You know, that's not. Kavod to have Jews. Yeah, but sometimes the Jews can't do it. You know, so it would probably be a bigger cover to have the non-Jews do it and do it responsibly than sometimes Jewish people do it who are not capable. You know, but okay, if you can do both, then obviously have Jews or but that's what I'm wondering. You see, because people say over, like Rosh Hashanah, we said over the Chacham HaSadam Shita is that once you have a Chevra Kadisha Potter. And then the Noda Behudas, we're going to see soon, his shita is that if you're planning to go, so then what? That even though you have a Chevra Kadisha, but you're planning to go, those Chevra Kadishas usually just took the mace and you stay home. But if you're planning to go, so that's the Noda Behuda shita. Take a look in the Noda Behuda. One second. Just give me a second. I just want to see another view. This says on page 8, Omnam, Mashakosu Rumalosha, Shimso, Mesla Katafim, Nizep Poshot, Bishokanar, Hashem Lo Nizkar, Nichuva Mitzvahs, right, that's your title, Mayor. El Shakosu Sham, Elamut of Basar, but Kosu, yeah, the Hemashmi Yushalmi, but Harisha Loiskir, El Ocho Basar Shosia, the Hemetor, Mio Yantib Yushalmi, Sham Shakosu, Mikhaish, Shahi Tadlo Kam Kam Kay Olam, Kane Hare Dom Fush, Shapasak in his Mihi, he also, both of them. So both of them are Omid and Yon Nakuda, and they both say that it's all the same. That the Yerushalmi also says, if you patted him from Chai Olam, Chai Shah, that his mutter, the boss of Yayin, Kavachom el Chai Olam, that he would be Chayiv in Mitzvahs. Get a door before Shapasak Anidus. Kamokam Libi Chocha was there, the fish of Eis Yosef, Hevi B'Shem Hagos Maimini, Misafkalonim, Hayaholech imameis Ba'agola. Say that taking the mace, all the cemeteries then were out of the city. They were Chutz La'ir, in the suburbs. So Chagos Maimini has a suffix if you're escorting the mace. So, Idami L'Nimsela Katafim Olo. In other words, you have the Katafim, but you're also going along with them. Do we say Nimsa Katafim is only when the Molichim have Mace Lamakam Rachok Vain Onin Holechimahim Lamakam Kvura? In other words, the Pashup Shah you could say is Nimsa Katafim means you send the Katafim and they go. You don't, they didn't have cars like we have today. So today you can go anyplace. It was a whole big thing to take it. There was a couple, you know, you would walk a couple of days. So Lav Dafka, the family was going. These katafim were special hired people in the community who were doing these things. So maybe the din of nimtzah the katafim is only when it's only the katafim are going, but if the family is escorting them, then they still are part of the aninus. That's the suffix of the Hagos Maimini. Onam in Masima Mase Lauren Asagra Masmeas Kafisha Iloso Shnia Mesha Sarva etc. But he's saying that there's a suffix in the Yerushalmi. So one could say that maybe Nimsila Katafim is only when they're not going along. So therefore, so he says, well, Rashi Shita is that once you put the mace in the Oren, it's like Stima Sagoilo, even before it's in the, so therefore, according to that Shita of Avada, the Anina stopped. So maybe you could be Mitzarif that to say that the Messias Katofim, etc. But he says, in Guf Shei Lotso, So this is the how the Piskei Tshuva quotes that from the Noda Behuda that the maybe Nimtza the Katafim is when you're not going along, but you're going along. So the way you know people say over this Machlokas, I think of Shechta said over that the Chachma Zadum says even if you're going along, you're potter, you're not a no-name anymore. And another view is saying if you're going along is different. But the only thing is, if you look at the Kayadam, it's not, you know, you have to be, is this thing that he puts in about the Hespedim. So it could be like what Rabbi Talkman said, that the Hespedim were done already. So then, so the fact that they're going along, seemingly in the Chachmas Adam, if there's no Hespedim anymore, so then you finish with the Hespedim, it's only the Kvura, and then so the Chachmas Adam says, and that's how Rav Abadi once told him Shad in the Chachmas Adam, is that it's not your responsibility anymore, even if you're going, but the Maisa, it's not your Achrayas anymore. In other words, the Maisa you're going and not going, so what? In other words, no, the view is saying, if the Maisa you're going, so the mice you're going, even though it's not your responsibility, because you hide the katafim, but the mice you're going. So that was the suffix in the Hagos Maimini. So like Rav Shechter pointed out, the Minhag HaOlam is to like the Noda of Yehuda. That's how some people don't do mitzvahs until after the Fura, even though they have a Chavra Kadisha. Whereas the Chachmas Adam probably... So the Chachmas Adam's case, you know, when he was writing about his own personal experience in the Matzevus Moshe, he wrote that what? That it was a day that there was no Hespedim. So the Hesped aspect, you know, was taken out. So then it was only a question of the Kfura, so he says, so that's it. As soon as you hire the Chavra Kadisha, that's it. And then the Noda of Yehuda says, no, the Chavra Kadisha only meant when there was a situation where the Chavra Kadisha is not taking the mace, and that's it, you're finished. You're not even going there. Because the question is it a din in Lamaisa? That's how the Noda of Yehuda says, it's Lamaisa, if you're going to be involved, you're going to be involved. Whereas the Chacham Sadam says, no, it's not a din in Lamaisa. You want to go, you want to go. But Lamaisa, it's not your Achrayis anymore. Once the Achrayis is off, then the Ptur Mitzvahs is off. So the Minhag HaOlam is people, as Rav Shechter pointed out, follow this Noda of Yehuda, but Lamaisa, like Rabbi thought that the Chachmas Adam could be used in the mix, as we'll see in certain situations. That's for the...
Therefore, you're including yourself within the
Noda of Yehuda, right. The question is, what would the Chachmas Adam say? So I thought the Pshat, from what I see, or many other people have said, that the Chachmas Adam, it would be even if you're going along, but Lemaisa, it's not your responsibility anymore. So you're going along, so he wants to go along. But if he decides he wants to do nothing, so... And even if he decides he wants to do, but Lemaisa, he has no achrayis anymore. Because he hired the katafim, etc.
Is another definition of katafim, doesn't go to
the
burial?
Katafim could mean that they go home, and then the katafim, that's the suffix, that's how he explains the suffix in the Hagos Maimini. What's the din if you go along? So then he says that he's noted to say that if you go along, then you're included. Yeah.
But assuming we do not hold like the Noda of Yehuda, practically speaking, when we give the body over to the Chavra Kadisha, they do the Tara, and then they do, and after that they do a Hesped. Now, the Hesped actually would be part of the Mesirut HaKatotim then, right? If you're already in the status of the Mesirut HaKatotim, even if you haven't done the Hesped yet, right? Once the Chavra Kadisha does the Tahara, and then you would proceed with doing the Hesped. The Chai
Chomazon wants
to say the Hesped is still not the
Sirul Sotim,
right?
Well, it's still, yeah, in other words, you're still a
Chayef. But the Maisa today, the Kavkadisha is most of the
Tenzalah, it's already
before the Hesped.
Okay. But they still didn't do the Kvura.
Ah, but they did the Tara.
Okay, but still the Eger is the Kvura. No, halacha b'sirul katafim means when you hire. That's b'sirul katafim. When you hire the person, that's b'sirul katafim.
So
he didn't do anything. That's b'sirul katafim.
Right.
So the Chacham Adon says, but his responsibility is only to do the burial or the preparation of the burial. But the Hespedim are still on the family.
Hespedim are done after.
Doesn't matter, but they're done. Whenever they're done, but this. No, I don't know if he's saying. I mean, that's not what Rabbi Tuchman thought he was saying. You could maybe learn that way, that only Peshas, but it wasn't that the way Rabbi Tuchman was understood.
Because usually the husband is, the mace is already
again, Musa Makatofim is when you hire them. That's when, yeah.
So,
in that
case,
yeah. Whatever his responsibility is, those if you don't give him a reply, he'll make his own decision. He's just a nice guy. He'll ask, you know.
Even though you could have a day, because he'll
be nice and they'll ask, his day, but he doesn't have to. His responsibility. He was hired. He's going to get it done. And the guy wants to put in his 2 cents about this, about that.
That's the fundamental thing. My focus is to make that understand.
Right, so that's why, yeah.
Meaning, is it of art in...
Yeah, I didn't understand this for years. Shafi said it was just, you know, whether you're coming, you're not coming, and this, but it's a fundamental machloikis in the lumbus here.
Is it a din in just practically? Like,
right.
Misha, you have someone to do it, like the second day of your... It's like the first or second day of your shalom.
Right.
But is it a bozen? Is it for the shalmeis, the sasus, or is it...
Yeah, that's why I think everybody thought the pashtus is what the Chachmah Sadeh was saying, even though the more popular thing is the note of Yehud, this Mahalach. And that's... Well, it could be that's what the Chachmah Sadeh was yelling about. Was the Chachmah Sadeh was yelling about the people who were... You know, we're following what we think is the Nota Behuda's Mahalach.
Does it basically boil down to like which day of Yerushalayim you're going like the Nota Behuda's more like before the Shalmei thing and the...
No, I don't think so.
No,
because Lamaisa, because of what we said before, Masara L'Ksafim is a separate halacha than those 2 days. So it's Masara L'Ksafim, so that's Mesulach. That both days will agree to.
Right.
Those 2 days there's no official katafim. It's just the friends that okay, I'll help you out.
That's because generally the Mitzvah Katafim has both, meaning you're not involved in one. So he has both. But in our sphere, you have one and not the other.
Right, but the Pashup Shat means the Masar Kagan is a new thing, and now you're finished. Whether you want to come, you don't come. That's the Pashup Shat really, like Rabbi pointed out, is the Chachmas Adam. It's not even though the Chachmas Adam gets like
you know.
The focus is it practical or is it just so the mice in the Minig Olam I can't deny the Minig Olam. The Minig Olam is what? It's like the Nodav Yehuda. But the mice, I'll tell you what it comes up. Like say for example a person did a mitzvah. Would we say that mitzvah didn't count? This is what comes up a lot. We're going to see. We don't have to talk today, but like one of the big shilas is Havdalah, right? Well, there's a whole machlok about Havdalah. So Pashtus is Havdalah is done after the Kvura. You do Havdalah. You can do Havdalah till Tuesday. But what if a person, you know... One of my Talmidim, unfortunately, recently lost a parent. And it was over Shabbos. And then Motzai Shabbos, he was an Oinin. So he told me that Rav Avadi Yosef says this, I didn't see it inside, but that even though you can't make Havdalah, the person, but if you heard it from someone else, maybe you could still be Yotze with that other person. Okay, if he said it, he said it. But it's not so simple, because who says it's a din only in actually saying Havdol? If you're listening to Havdol with someone else, Havdol is also included. So to me, it was a real suffix whether he was Yotze Havdol or not, because if you putter when you do it, the Chorah you might not count as the mitzvah. But I always have in the back of my mind, what? The Chachmas Adam. Unless you say, that, but the only monkey wrench in this whole Chachmas Adam is this Hespet thing. You know, like, so does that mean till the Hespetim are given, it's... But in my mind, you still have that the Rashi. Okay, Rashi is but you know, I don't know how much. You're right, you have sheet is right. Well, we'll see.
How do we know
that
Hespet is?
One second. Yeah.
How do we know that Hespet is
integral to Oinei? I wouldn't have said it, but the Chachmas Adam said it. The Chachmas Adam said it. Right? You can't blame me, the Chachmas Adam said it. The Chachmas Adam...
Doesn't that show that he didn't use the Rashi?
What?
Because Hespet, yes, no Hespet. The Kfor is going to be done, he hired people.
Right.
So off the practical aspect, it's going to be done. So the
Chorba,
by the fact that the
Chosman
still cares about Hespet,
doesn't he cares about Hespet because he's saying that Hespet is something that Tzorach HaMeinah, that's Gorei Maninus also, it's not only the Chor.
Right, so isn't he saying that Hesaskot to me is not just practicality?
No, because he's saying that the Hespet is a Chiv to give Hespet. But in other words, but Mitzad the Chor, and that's not covered by the... So Lamaisa is the Minhag Olam is like the Noda B'Yudah. So I'm not telling you, you know, that's the Minhag Olam. I'm not going to fight City Hall. Okay? But I always say, like, and this Rabbi Bari's told me also, you always in the back of your mind, if somebody, whatever, did it and something, you still have this, the Chachmas Adam. That's...
Is it possible that the Hespet, the man of the Chachmas Adam, the Hespet was done in a different...
Yeah, that's what Rabbi Tarkin was saying. But so how does that work for Bisman Hazeh? That what we do that space. In other words, this fellow, Mike Talman, he was in Manhattan, and his father died in Yerushalayim over Shabbos, and then he went after Shabbos to Eretz Yisrael. So and he gave a hesped in the. Or maybe technically it was Rosh Chodesh or something. Maybe he technically didn't give a hesped. It could be he was like the Chachmas Adam's case, because I think it might have been Rosh Chodesh. I mean, he spoke, but it wasn't a, you know, I think it was a hesped. But say it wouldn't have been Rosh Chodesh.
So the conclusion of the Chachmas Adam is that if a person
if he is giving a hesped, so then he's from he
does have. Because
he probably wasn't working with that aspect of the Chai Adam, unless you say like the Chai Adam only met B'Shas Hesped. It's tricky. That part of the Chachmas Adam people don't know about, because people only know the part that the Piskei Tshuva quotes. You understand? It's quoted in the Piskei Tshuva. Yeah, let's see what the that's basically what page is that Piskei Tshuva?
13.
What?
13.
What does it say here? B'Tshuva is Noda B'Yuda. Tinyana, maybe Yerushalmi, Kol Shech Hayavim B'Mitzvahs, right? Kol Kol Shech Kol Shech Kol Momo, Dehad Amisra Katov, Mahani Hayinu, Mokha Shem Molochim, Amesh Mokha Mrocho, Yeah. Tam Zeh Nogum, Kormeo, Shech Onim, Mamtinim, Lispal, Arach HaKvura, Hav Shech Kvar Nif, Hashim, Mekhalim, because they're going. Kevin Shem Mekhalim, Gam Akrov, Mokhim, Ve'ez, Mishas HaKvura. Sef Kachasu Adam, Hisraim Aleim, Ayin Sham, Uvechinam Hisraim. That's what everyone knows. The Chachmas Adam was shrying, and he says, and he didn't have to yell so loud. He didn't have to. So he's taking, you know. So that became the Minhag Olam. He puts the Piskei Tshuva basically, you know, pushes aside the Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam yelled about this, and he didn't have to yell. B'chinam Hisraim. Okay, but. Okay. But So the Hespe part, no one even heard of, because they don't look up the Chochmas Adam, especially they don't look up the, you know, they're not going to look up, people, you know, that's why I want to teach you, to look up the, all the Makoros inside, and then you see things in a different way. You look things up. A lot of Gedol Yisrael didn't have Svarim, and they said Pshat, but they were Gedol Yisrael, so their Pshat is valid also. But, and then you see, if you look up the tshuva, you'll see that's not the pshat. There's a big gadol will say pshat in the chasam sofer, because he only saw the chasam sofer in the piskei tshuva. And you look up the chasam sofer, you see that's not the pshat. What this gadol said, he's still a gadol. and his opinion could be a good opinion mitzad his shita. But if you really want to know, so a lot of times you have other people writing letters back to gadolim and see, you know, you see that what you said, you look in the, and he's in Chadami, he's right, this person. Even though, but it's still, but you want to know, is this Gadol's Pesach, or is this the Chasam Sofer saying that? You know, that's a different thing. So the same thing over here, you know, the Piskei Tshuva doesn't tell you everything, and, you know, it is what it is. Okay, so, but that's the minhag olam anyway is like the Noda B'Yehuda. But I still, you know, had this idea, you know, like Rabbi Mari said, that the, let's see, what I wanted to show you. There is a shita that says, you know, about Birkas Hananim. We assume a person doesn't make a Birkas Hananim. But there is a shita that says that you do. Okay. Okay. We'll stop here. There's some more things, but okay. This is what the film wants to say. We'll continue business. Okay. So I apologize that we're not going to be having shiurim during the holiday weekend. It's not because of the holiday weekends, it's because I have a family simcha. So, else I would have given the shiurim. Okay? So, Bez Hashem, Tuesday, Bez Hashem will continue. And, okay? Later.